The first reading is from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are children of Israel, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders and signs, which God worked through him in your midst, as you yourselves know. This man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Therefore my heart has been glad and my tongue has exulted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the nether world, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence.' My brothers and sisters, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the nether world, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear." And the Gospel reading is from the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 28. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed, and this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. Fear and awe and joy are the emotions that accompany great positive changes in reality. Like the birth that brings pregnancy to an end, there is struggle and anxiety. But finally, on the far side, a new reality that can seem sometimes incredible. My brother told me that the most amazing feeling of his life was when his first child was born and he was told, "You have a son." Individuals and families, communities and whole nations struggle sometimes for very long periods, trying to find their way through or around some problem, some difficulty, some darkness that corrupts their life and blocks their access to life's fullness. The moment of breakthrough is the outcome of suffering and prayer, of engagement and passion, of perseverance and trust. But still, when it comes, it feels like a pure gift. It has been worked for, but is still experienced as unexpected. It seems to be more than the sum of its parts, more than the work that went into it. These kinds of human experience are helpful in thinking about the resurrection. Because it is a new creation, it escapes our categories and we are unable to understand it. but we try and begin to see it in terms of what we've known before, the promise life holds, the undeniable goodness there is in life and in love. So the apostles find in the Psalms, those old and very familiar prayers, intimations of the resurrection, prophecies of the new creation. Totally unexpected, a complete surprise, a shocking sequel. They need help if they are to find the language in which to speak of what they have seen and heard. The one who was dead is alive. This is the simplest way of stating the new reality. He was undoubtedly crucified and killed, and he is with equal certainty raised to life. Why and how are questions for later. The present moment is one for simple proclamation. Christ is risen. Let us believe it and rejoice. Alleluia.